This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. One of the reasons why people don't do what they know they really want to do is because they're afraid to feel the fear, the pain, or the general feeling of shittiness that goes hand in hand with achieving success or extraordinary excellence in any given endeavor. Regardless of whether that endeavor is personal or professional, the most successful people know that excellence requires us to demand more of ourselves than others expect of us. Right? So what does that mean? In short, what that means is excellence requires that we get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You know, there's a great metaphor that I can use to really try to illustrate this and paint a good picture in your mind about the power of just getting comfortable with being in uncomfortable situations. And that idea that I want to share, that metaphor, is about building muscle and how that's uncomfortable. You know, when I go to the gym to lift weights, I know that if I want to grow my muscles, right, I need to place a demand on those muscle fibers. I need to place pain over them by lifting more weights, increasing those weights. If I want to develop more muscle mass, I need to turn up the pain, right? I need to lift a little more than my last workout or crank out at least a rep or two more than the last time I was in the gym. And this is uncomfortable, right? It's uncomfortable to lift weights, place demand on your muscles by moving around heavy weights, by exerting yourself, by doing, you know, high intensity aerobic or anaerobic exercise, right? When you lift weights, you're literally ripping apart your muscle tissue. A lot of people don't know that. It's interesting. You're literally ripping and tearing down your muscle fibers, your muscle tissue. You're breaking them down. So I know that if I want to increase my strength and my muscle, what do I need to do? I need to increase the demand I place on my muscles. And what does this demand do to the muscles in my body? Again, it tears them up, rips them apart, and breaks down the muscle fibers. So, I mean, if you didn't know anything about the gym, right, and you were on another planet, better idea, if a three-year-old were listening to me right now, the kid would probably ask, well, you know, how on earth could something that sounds so bad for you, like exercise and lifting weights, actually be good for you? If it hurts so much, how is it good for you? How is that a good thing? Answer, because every torn muscle fiber is an opportunity for growth. And your own life is no different. The gym is just a metaphor for life. If you're at work and you've been passed up for a promotion, for instance, use that pain as an opportunity for growth. If you just got cheated on or broken up with in a relationship, use that pain as an opportunity for growth. If you lack the confidence to do something you know you want to do, use that pain as an opportunity for growth, to expand your knowledge about a given area, to learn a little bit more about relationships, to talk to somebody, to try a different approach, to get better, to grow. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Because just like there'd be no light without darkness, there's no growth without pain. So challenge yourself. I want to issue a challenge to you today to do one thing that you've been resisting because you think it's too uncomfortable. What is it? Is it a phone call? Is it a conversation? Is it time to face the truth about something that you've been avoiding? What is it? Identify it. Take action on it. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable and prepare to experience massive growth and success once you decide to do so. Because look, diving into an ice-cold pool, that's a daunting thing to do, right? But the longer you wait before you do that, the less likely you are to do it. And once you say F it, right? You just say screw it and you just dive right into the water, what happens? You realize it's only uncomfortable for a few seconds. And after that, you find yourself feeling comfortable in what was, just a few short seconds ago, incredibly uncomfortable. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.